I don't know if the girl's even going to answer in today's second date update. If you just are tuning in for it, Charlie is on the phone. He wants to call a girl named Summer. They went out to a bar with a band and did some dancing on their first date. Mm. There was an awkward moment where a guy actually cut in and asked her to dance and spent like 10 minutes dancing with her while Charlie just sat there at the bar by himself and waited. He thinks that maybe he didn't like show that he was strong enough by telling the guy, no, you can't dance with my date. And that's the reason she's not calling back. I say, though, that she might not answer because she told Charlie she was going to be unavailable for 2 months. So I'm guessing when we get her on the phone, Charlie, all we're going to hear is this. Just noises from some jungle somewhere where she's working. I hope she's got a satellite phone to answer us because she's gone for 2 months. Who knows where?
Yeah, I know. I just hope it works, man. Yeah.
If she answers the phone, then it's going to be very apparent that the 2 month thing was a lie.
Well, I don't know if she's going to answer your call because she doesn't answer mine, so yeah. She most likely won't answer yours.
Well, okay. Let's find out.
Why do you want to call this girl? I mean, she spent like 10, 15 minutes of your date dancing with another guy. She's lying to you probably about even being available. Like, I feel like you should chalk this up to a loss and move on.
She's just different from, like, everyone I've been with is really, popular with my circle of friends. So this girl is completely different.
She's not popular. Because she's not popular? Because she doesn't have a lot of friends?
I don't get it.
No. Here's the thing is, all my exes pretty much have slept with all of my friends. And this this girl hasn't done that.
Oh.
So she holds a special place in your heart because she hasn't slept with your friends.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's call her and see if we can get you another date.
Okay.
Here we go.
You guys really don't get anything, do you? No. I really don't understand.
I don't think so. All right, I just dialed the phone number. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Summer.
Who is this?
Hi, Summer. My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio show.
You're what? I'm sorry. Say it again.
My name is Jubal, and I host a morning radio show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because one of our listeners asked if we could get you on the phone.
Okay.
And I will start by saying this. It's kind of strange that you even answered because he thought you were out of town for 2 months.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. His name is Charlie, and you recently went out on a date with him. I'm assuming you know who I'm talking about.
So
we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So Charlie emailed us, told us about your date, told us how you said you were going to be gone for 2 months, and asked if we could get you on the phone and find out why you don't want to go out with Charlie again.
Yeah, things changed with my plans, and I came back earlier than I thought.
You are not sticking with that lie. I mean, come on.
It's not a lie. I didn't expect to be back.
Oh, okay. So then you're going to call Charlie and go out with him again? All right. So do you mind telling us a little bit about your date?
I think he's insane.
If you feel that strongly, why would you just tell him, like, no, I don't ever want to see you again instead of I'm going to be gone for 2 months?
I didn't want him to start contacting me or get any sort of... I just wanted to go away.
Oh, can I tell you why he thinks you're not calling him back?
Sure. I'd love to hear why he thinks I'm not talking with him.
Well, he thinks it's because when that guy cut in and you danced with that guy for a while, he didn't stick up for you in that moment. He was worried that you might think he has no backbone.
No, it's the opposite.
Whoa. What do you mean?
Well, after I was done dancing with this guy, Charlie took me aside and started talking to me, and at first I didn't know what he was saying because he was whispering.
That's always weird.
It was shady. He kept talking about the guy that cut in, and he said he'd handle the situation for me.
What does that mean? Like, protect your honor? And
he wanted to make a plan with me where I would lure the guy outside.
So he could fight him.
Yeah, he wanted me to lure the guy out behind the bar so he could jump out and use his martial arts moves on him.
Did you say use his martial arts moves on him?
What?
Yeah, he said he could snap the guy's neck in one move, and then he showed me.
Like he was
what?
He like moved his hands really in a like a really quick motion. He said that would snap his neck.
Okay.
What did you
this
say?
Is what I'm picturing. I'm picturing him talking like a I don't know, a fourth grader who's like, I will do my karate moves on him and try to chop him in the neck and it'll break his neck.
I mean, did you just start laughing? How did you control yourself?
You know, I didn't know what to do. I just said let's just get some pizza. Let's get out of here.
Did you like anything about him, like, up until the ninja moment?
You know, he was just very awkward.
Yeah. Well, of course. He's observing his surroundings in case he needs to make a quick escape or, you know, scissor kick somebody.
I guess it was one of the weirdest nights of my entire life.
Hey, Summer, I do have to let you know that guy Charlie is a real-life karate master.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's a master of illusion because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
Should I say Charlie San? Charlie San, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Summer,
I was just trying to do, like, the right thing, okay? I was trying to defend your honor, all right?
I don't need to defend my honor. I'm not, you know, it's just
the
strange.
The guy was creepy, Summer. The guy was so freaking creepy.
No, you were creepy. You were trying to show your martial arts moves in the back of the bar. I mean, I wasn't going to lure somebody out there for you.
Well, I wasn't going to fight him in the bar, so of course we had to take him outside.
Oh, of course. That makes sense. Duh.
You
want
to get blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Our bad.
What is wrong with you? You don't have to beat up anyone.
No, here's the thing. Guys are animals, all right? And sometimes you need to put the animals in their place. And I was going to help you.
What
put
are
that
you
guy
talking about?
Place.
You're insane.
No. Okay, well, I am insane for you, and I will do anything that I have to do to protect you, all right? If that makes me insane,
what?
Then sure, I'm insane.
Dude, she was just dancing.
Okay, we agree. You're insane. You're insane. This is insane.
How many guys would actually stand up for you like I did?
Well, not a lot of guys know that much karate, Charlie.
That's the problem.
We're not all warriors.
Yeah, not a lot of guys know the moves that I know.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie, you realize that she was just dancing with somebody. It's not like someone was attacking her.
Well, here's the thing. Martial arts is about honor. And this guy was dishonoring me in my face. So, of course, I got to step up.
Yeah, but Charlie, trying to get your date to lure him outside so you could fight him?
Surprise attack.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have been much of a fight, honestly. He would have been out in like 3 seconds.
Do you guys still need me at this point? I think what what he's saying kind of proves my point.
Yeah.
I do need you for just...
Can I go now?
No, just I need you for 1 second, Summer, because I have to ask you this. Would you like to go on a second date with Charlie? We will pay for it.
I want to honor Charlie right now and say no, and I want him to practice his karate moves on another date.
Oh, what?
Well, you know what? You're missing out on like a personal superhero that helps you out with whatever you need. So good luck.
Yeah, I stopped watching cartoons when I was about 12. So.
All right, well, no second date, Charlie. Aww. I'm sorry, Summer. Thank you for being honest with us about what happened. I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, guys.
Yep,
yeah.
I would like to thank both of you for coming into my dojo today. You are great competitors.